All right, so we started the sugya about the ksava v'get. We had a Mishnah that had two halachos. The Mishnah told us one halacha is that the diyo, that the ink has to be lasting, has to be davar miskayim, and that if it's ainu miskayim, it's invalid ink. And we had a second halacha that the parchment, we didn't say a word in the Mishnah about whether the parchment needs to be miskayim or not. The only thing we said about the parchment is that there's a machlokas tanaim, can the parchment be written, can the parchment be a living being? Right? But nothing about whether the parchment needs to be miskayim. So the question that the Rishonim have to deal with, that we're going to discuss right now, is the din of miskayim, is that a din in the get, and therefore it's a din both in the ink and in the parchment? Or is it a din, dafka in the ink, a din in the ink, that the ink has to be such high quality that it's called miskayim? We mentioned yesterday, there is a shita of the Mordechai, the one-line Mordechai in Shin Mem, in the back of the Gemara, where the Mordechai says, well, if you need ink that's miskayim, so if you write a get, and your get is still moist, it's still wet, when you give the get, so it should be possible, it should be no good, because when it's still wet, it's not miskayim. So we pointed out that the other Rishonim don't say that way. The other Rishonim assume that even when it's moist, it's still called Miskayim. What's the Nekudas HaMachlokas? What's the Mordechai and the other Rishonim? What are they arguing about when they talk about giving a moist get? So maybe, on a very partial level, the Nekudas HaMachlokas is exactly this. This din of Miskayim, is it a din in the Chefza Shel Get? That the get has to be miskayim, the get has to be something that right now is a lasting get, it's something that is a permanent type of a document? Or is the din of miskayim a din in ink quality? That if it's a din in ink quality, so the ink you're using is a high quality ink. Yeah, right now it might be wet, wait a few minutes it will dry, it's a high quality ink, so it is a davar miskayim, and therefore it should be fine even if it's wet, not like the Mordechai. But if it's a din in the Chefza Shel Get, it's a din in what the get is, that the get is something that is going to be a lasting get, so then the Mordechai might be right, that if it's still wet, it's not a lasting get yet, because you could just take a tissue and wipe the whole thing right off, wipe all the ink right off, so it's not yet a lasting get. So that same chakira of whether it's a din in the in ink quality or a din in the chepta shel get may chapa dafka mean in this discussion over here. Is there a din in the parchment that the parchment be miskayim? If it's simply a din in ink quality, so then why should there be such a din on the parchment, that the parchment have to be miskayim? But if it's a din in the chepta shel get, that so the get is made up of two components. It's made up of ink and it's made up of parchment. And they're both critical components of the get. And therefore, just like the ink needs to be miskayim, if it's a din in the chepta shel get, so the parchment, l'chora, should also have to be miskayim. There's a third possibility, which I don't think we mentioned, and that is that it could be a din in the Maisa Ksiva, that the Ksiva has to be done in such a way that it's, and this possibility may be the strongest of the three, that it's not a din in the quality, it's not a din in the Chepsa Shoket, it's a din in the Maisa Ksiva, that it's only called Kosev if you did something that is lasting. If you put something down on paper, you put pen on paper in a lasting kind of way. Otherwise, it wouldn't be called Kosev. Bein behilchas Shabbos, bein behilchas Gittin, it wouldn't be called kosev. So it's not a din in the ink per se, nor a din in the chefza shel get, it's a din in your maisa, that it may be a chefza shel get, but it's not a maisa ksiva, it's not called that you were kosev.
That means if you were to put, like, let's say it would be good, strong, thick ink, but you'd put it very lightly, then it might not last as long.
So that would be a good enough community. Let's say it were very good ink, but you put it in a way that won't last. You put it on a paper in a way that won't last. So if you held it in the quality of the ink, well, your ink quality was fine. So then it should be fine. If you held it in the Chefza Shel Get, well, no, it's a problem with Chefza Shel Get. If it's in the Maisa Ksiva, so maybe not. Maybe that's a weak Maisa Ksiva if you didn't do it in such a way that it's going to last. Right? That would be another very good nafkamina. So the question I want to focus on mostly today is there such a din about the parchment? Is there a din that the parchment has to be miskayim? If you take a look at the Ran on Daf Tesumet Aleph Bedap Erif, the Ran, Dibra Maskal Ala Ola Shel Zayis, is extremely clear about this. Ala Ola Shel Zayis is going on the line in the Mishnah. The Mishnah spoke about writing a get on an olive leaf, and the Mishnah said that that's kosher. You can write a get on an olive leaf. So what does that mean to me, that you can write a get on an olive leaf? Says the Ran, the Kamash Milan Masnisin, the Ola Shel Zayis Davra Meskayim Hu. The Mishnah is teaching me that an Ola Shel Zayis is considered a davar miskayim. Meaning, why does the Mishnah tell me you're allowed to write again an ola shel zayis? What's the whole chiddush? Says around the whole chiddush is that you might have thought that it's possible that it's not miskayim. Kamash malin, it is miskayim. So apparently you see very, very clearly in the Ran that the parchment on which you write the get has to be something that's Meskayin. The Bein L'Rameir, Bein L'Reb Lazar, Eim Kosvin Es HaGet, Ela B'Dover HaMeskayim, Al Dover HaMeskayim. Even though the Mishnah only mentioned one of these rules, both rules are true. It needs to be written with something that is lasting, on something that is lasting. V'ayinu D'Tanya B'Tosefta. The Ran says, you don't have to believe me. It's a Beferish HaTosefta. Says the Tosefta, Al Ola Shel Zayis, Al Ola Dala'as, Al Ola Chorav, Al Kol Dover Shehu Shel Kayama Kosher. The Tosefta lists off not just Ola Shel Zayis, but other leaves also. And it says, what do all these have in common? They're all Shel Kayama. They all last. On the other hand, Al Ola B'Tsalim, Al Ola Yerakos, Al Kol Dover She'eno Shel Kayama, puzzle. You write in the leaves of other vegetables that don't last. Well, that's going to be puzzle. Zeklal, eino kosher atchiyichtov bedavar shel kayama al davar shel kayama. So the Ran says it three times in two lines, right? That you absolutely need parchment to be a davar shel kayama. Otherwise, the get is going to be completely invalid. Now let's see if other Rishonim necessarily agree with that shita of the Ran. Now, the Ran's shita is echoed by Tosfos. Tosfos later on in Daf Chaf Aleph also Chaf Aleph and Beis says that Hu Adin, that you can't write on a davar. On a davar that's eno miskayim, like an ola, like leaves of other vegetables, because they're not shel kayama, right? So the Ran and Tosfos are of the same mind. But let's take a look at the Rambam. What does the Rambam think about this? Rambam, take a look first in Hilchas Shabbos, Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Tezvav in Hilchas Shabbos, which is source number, should be here somewhere, source number 6. Yeah, the Rambam in Hilchas Shabbos. Someone who writes is not going to be, again, he's not talking about a get now, he's talking about ksiv on Shabbos. He says, if you write on Shabbos, you're not chayiv unless you leave a lasting mark, kagon, diyo, ushchor, v'sikra, v'komos, v'kalkantos, v'chayotze. I mean, he gives different types of inks that you can use that are dover miskayim. V'yichtov al dover shemiskayim maksav alav, and it should be written on something that the writing will last on it. So the Rambam very clearly, you need two things. If you want to be chayiv for writing on Shabbos, you need to write with proper ink that will last, and it needs to be written on something that will last. That's the Rambam in Hilchas Shabbos. So the Rambam is beferish that for Shabbos purposes, we haven't seen yet for a get, for Shabbos purposes, it has to be on with a Dover HaMeskayim, on a Dover HaMeskayim, like the Ran says by a get. Okay, sounds good. So you would expect that the Rambam would say the same thing by a get. That just like by Hilchas Shabbos, it's only called kosev if you write with strong ink on strong parchment. The same has got to be true in Hilchas Gittin. So let's take a look. Rambam Hilchas Gerushin Perek Dalet Alacha Aleph. Source number 7. Ein kosev nesaget ela bedavar sherishumo omeid. You can only write with good ink that will leave a lasting impression. Kagon diyo v'sikra v'komos v'kalkantos u'chayotzi behen. Avalim kaso b'davar she'eno omeid, kigon mashkin mei peiro tzuchiyot zeben, eino get. Kaso b'ever b'shachar b'shichar kasher v'ein kaso men l'chadchila. Notice the difference, it started the same way. The Rambam in Hilchas Shabbos started the same way that the Rambam in Hilchas Gerushin starts. These are the inks that you're allowed to use. And the only difference is, in Hilchas Shabbos, before he discussed the inks that you're not allowed to use, the Rambam also stuck in that it needs to be on good parchment. In Hilchas Gerushin, he just went straight to from the inks you're allowed to use to the inks that you're not allowed to use. Silence on the issue of the parchment. Good? Very strange. The Rambam ultimately does get around to talking about parchment. If you look at source number 4, Perek Dalet Alacha Gimel, the Rambam, just a couple of halachas later, Ketzad, kosei v'aliniyar, hamachuk, v'aladiftara, v'alacheres, v'alaolin, v'al yado shel eved, v'al keren shel para, umos v'la eved v'apara, niyar hamachuk, v'adiftara, chliyotzi, b'befnei edim. The Rambam discusses all the halachas in our Mishnah. But what doesn't he discuss? Whether it has to be miskayim or not. So, in general, when the Rambam has his shita presented in a more complete way in one place and in a less complete way in the other place, there are two approaches you could generally take. Sometimes you say, well, that's the style of the Torah, and certainly the style of the Rambam, divrei Torah, aniyim b'makom echer, ashirim b'makom acher, that, you know, you'll get the idea. He already wrote in Hilchos Shabbos, kosev is kosev, so you'll get the idea, the same as Shubha Gittin. Or you could say, no, he dafka left this halacha out over here because what we say by Shabbos is not what we're going to say by Get. What would you be more inclined to say over here? Which of those two approaches? Are you just being somech on what he's already written in Hilchos Shabbos? If you were being somech on what you already wrote in Hilchos Shabbos, which part would you leave out? You know, you're ready to find kosev, and you think kosev is the same thing for Get. It's the same definition of kosev. So how would you shorthand it? You wouldn't say anything? Okay, you could do that. Or, let's...
be consistent. No, you're not going to write half of it, not write the rest.
Okay, good.
You'd write a Hilchos Gershon, go see Shabbos.
Well, he doesn't do that. He typically doesn't do that. Even when he's relying, even when a good number of Achronim says he's relying what he wrote there. Over here, in Hilchos Shabbos, how many halachas are there about Miskayim in Hilchos Shabbos? How many halachas are there? Two, right? There's the ink and there's the parchment. And in addition to those two halachas, he has several examples of each. Examples of what's called ink that's not miskayim, what's called parchment that's not miskayim. He gives examples of each. In Hilchos Gittin, you want to shorthand it. You hold that there are the same two halachas. What would you do to shorthand it? I would say the halachos and leave out the examples. I just mentioned, these are the halachas. You don't have to give me the example. What does he do? He gives halacha number one with all the examples and doesn't mention halacha number two. The distinct impression you get from the Rambam is that he didn't leave out halacha number two because he figured you're reading Hilchos Shabbos anyway. He left out halacha number two because he doesn't think it applies in Hilchos Gittin. It's the impression one gets from the Rambam, that there's a chiluk between the two. Now, in the Bir Halacha, in Siman Shin Mem, source number 10, he discusses the Shita Sarambam over here. Take a look at source number 10. B'mashkin al shulchan, ayin mishabura she'atak medine k'siva m'chika. If you look at the mishabura, I wrote down most of the halachas of k'siva m'chika. V'ikaru milosh haram perikir alef, u'me agmar sham, u'much hachot sham b'gmar adim kasav b'meitarya. If a person writes with some type of rainwater, or with a lead, which means a lead solution that doesn't really leave a permanent mark, fine. He just gives examples of things that are davar miskayim. All these examples are included in the words of the Rambam when the Rambam says uchayotzi behem. He gave some examples, and others. There are others. Ayin rash b'shabbos kuftas oven bezir maschal damrin d'lin chiyuv shabbos lo b'inan sheyichtov b'mashi yiskayim maksav liolam ela d'mekaymi k'tsas at shedarkan shal b'nei adam lichtov ben dvarim shein asuin l'kayim liolam. So very important line in the Bir Halacha, nothing to do with what we're talking about, but it's a very important line nonetheless. He's the first source we've seen so far that defines what's called miskayim. How long does it have to last? So he says, it doesn't have to be that you think you're writing world history for, and you're putting it in what do you call those things that they bury underground and like someone will find it in a time capsule, right? It doesn't have to be something you'd put in a time capsule. It's something that you'd write down to remember something. You would want to remember it, so you write it down. Would you write in pencil to remember something? Yes. Now, I happen to have written in pencil in a lot of my Gemaras from when I was younger, and it's very faded. It's hard to read, because I'm very, very old. So it's hard to read after a certain amount of time, but still, that would still be called kosev when you write in pencil on Shabbos. Fine. V'lo be'inan she'yiskayim li'olam k'diyo. U'kenzo mukhlich gamken das tosvos. L'fiz enir pashut. Ta'akoz v'kliyo feres hanog hayom ben asokrum lichlo ben choshben osein li'zikaron. Chay. Says you write with a lead pencil, you're going to be chayiv. V'lo damizel l'kosev be'ever d'mavur sham begitin d'lo chashiv k'sav midar reisla d'chazin d'mkliyo feres v'shum anikrum iskayim af b'kosev b'pecha me'ura v'mayim. He says, the Gemara says, writing with some sort of lead solution has no permanence and you're not chayiv. He says, yeah, they weren't talking about our lead pencils. Our lead pencils are plenty good and you're absolutely chayiv for them. Kolshkin, Dasa Mechaber, etc. Now, where does he get to? Oh. L'inyanim kosav b'davar shein miskayim, du aser. In regards to writing with something that's not lasting, which is aser, midrabanan, isa od sham b'mishnah, im kasav b'avak drachum b'avak sochum, ayin sham pirushash v'aram tavs m'ksasim v'adin l'kal ani shein rishum anome, v'chein ma'adabinan shi'yichtov al dover ha'miskayim, isa b'tosefta, here we go, that which we say you need to write on parchment that is lasting, says in the Tosefta, dim kasav ala olin shel zayis v'char v'dlas, o shekasav b'dam ha'karish, who quoted the Tosefta before this Bir Halacha? We saw it in the Ran, right? The Ran quoted the Tosefta. Vevi Rashba Tosefta Zula Halacha. Vaharambam Dover Ahove Nakat. Vashar Kolol Bedvarav Masha Kosov Sheyichtov Bedover Omeid Al Dover Omeid. Umash Liska Chel Bedam Hu Rabusa Gedola. Sarachim Kat. Vine, Reisi Dover Pelab Primer Gadim. Sharotza Lechalik Bain Hashavin Bain Shabbos Vigitin. Neged Arashba. He says, I saw an unbelievable thing that the Primer Gadim tries to be Mechalik between Shabbos and Gitin. Against the Rashba, who totally equates them. Mikach Mashapazak Aram Yerushalmi, Deba Ol Yerakos Potter, Begitin Yazayin Amal Fisa, Dekosan Allah Allah Shal Zayas. Your testimony should be. V'nelim menu tosefta zu de b'shabes nami chayev ala ala shel zayis. So what is Bir Halacha telling us? That he doesn't really think that the Rambam is being mechalik between the two sets of halachas. And he's relying on what he wrote elsewhere. So again, pashut reading of the Rambam sounds like he's being mechalik. That when it comes to Gittin, it does not have to be on a Davar Miskayim. Only when it comes to Shabbos, it has to be on a Davar Miskayim. But Bir Halacha seems to think otherwise. Good? Now, take a look at Rav Asher Weiss. In the back of your packet, I have a whole bunch of pages of Minchas Asher. Rav Asher's shirim on these sugyas are unreal. On page Kuf Vav, in Minchas Asher, page Kuf Vav, paragraph with the number 2 right next to it. Bir Adavar. So he says, let's explain Shitas HaRambam. So he says, I got two different explanations. There's the Bir Halacha's explanation, which we just quoted, that the Rambam isn't really Mechalik, he's just kidding. But then we have two other explanations. Bir Adavar Lama Shaini Shabbos Miget. If you're going to accept that Shabbos is in fact different than Get, why are they different? Kosav ba'avnei nezer sham demad bin k'siva al gabei dover ha'miskayim eino mishum etzem geder ha'k'siva el mishum de b'shabes b'inon melech ha'miskayemes de meleches machsheves b'inon v'im eina melech ha'miskayemes lav meleches machsheves hi. Meleches machsheves is the key word in determining what's called a melech on Shabbos versus any other halach. See, it's very enticing to just say kosev is kosev. So if there's din of ksiva by a get, but kosev lasev krisa, there's din of ksiva by Shabbos. So whatever is kosev by one is kosev by the other. But by Shabbos we have an overriding rule that governs all malachos, and that is malachos machsheves. That one is only chayev on Shabbos when they do something in a purposeful, cognitive, goal-oriented way. Hard to define Melech Machsheves exactly. In terms of an act of ksiva, when you are writing with permanent ink on something, it doesn't matter what you're writing on. It is an act of kosev. But if you're writing on something that will wither away and will not last very long at all, you may have done an act of kosev, but your act was not a meleches machsheves. Because meleches machsheves demands a higher standard. That it be kosev in a way that is purposeful, lasting, impactful, that's meleches machsheves. And therefore, when it comes to a get, do you need it to be lasting? There's no such din by a get, that you need the get, the chefza shall get, to be lasting. What do you need? You need a maisa ksiva. Maybe maisa ksiva is defined by using lasting ink. That's what we would call a kosev. Or maybe it's just a din in the ink, that in order to write a kosher get, you need quality ink. But the maisa ksiva doesn't demand that something lasts very long. Let's say right after the get was given, you burnt the get. The get was, had an alarm set on it that it was going to blow up seconds after the get was given. It was already rigged that it was going to blow up seconds after the get was given. Does that ruin the get? No. There was a ksiva, it was a full-fledged ksiva, it was a good ksiva. You write it on something that's not miskayim, so what? After the get's given, they're divorced already. And there's no din that you need shel kayama, there's a din that you need to do a maisa ksiva. There may be a din that you need high quality ink. But when it comes to Shabbos, if the malacha is so temporary that it can't possibly last, then that may not be a malacha Shabbos. Because by Shabbos, we're interested in malachas machshavas. That may be why the Rambam is mechalek between Hilchos Git and Hilchos Shabbos. Another possible explanation, similar but different, says the Minchas Asher, in the name of the Divrei Yecheskel, in the next paragraph, Ubedivrei Yecheskel Shamanav Dal Kasav Bederech Acher, De Be'emes Lo Be'inan Beget Klal She'a Ksav Miskayim, Rak Be'inan She'a Miskayim Bein Mitzad Masha Kasav Bo, Bein Mitzad Masha Kasav Alav, Avol Beget Lo Be'inan Klal She'a Ksiva Miskayemes. What does he say? By a get, you don't need the Ksav to be Miskayim. You need the ink to be miskayim, to be a high quality ink. Va'af ksiva l'fisha'a kshera. El debahani demasnisin af l'fisha'a einam ksiva. But the things that we passel in the Mishnah, they're not even a ksiva l'fisha'a. What's the difference between this and the previous explanation? What's the difference between this and the previous explanation? He's saying that by a get, there's no din of miskayim at all. Only by Shabbos there's a din of miskayim. By a get, it's purely a din in the quality of the ink. So I think what he might be saying is that the previous explanation was that is there a din of miskayim by a get? Yeah, a maisa ksiva needs to be done with ink that's miskayim, because that's a din in the maisa ksiva. Ovir is saying, no, there's no din in the maisa ksiva that has to be miskayim at all. The din is in the quality of the ink. It's purely a din in the quality of the ink. But either way, by Shabbos, it needs to actually be able to last. Because that's the din of Melechus Machshavos by Shabbos. Good. So by Shabbos, it needs to be Melechus Machshavos, it needs to be something that's lasting. Take a look at the Rambam, Hilchos Shabbos. Source number 11, Perikid Aleph Halacha Tes. Hakosev Shteyos Yoschayev. Someone who writes two letters Yoschayev. Hamochik Salva Manas Lichtov B'makom Amamechik Shteyos Yoschayev. If you erase in order to write Shteyos Yoschayev. Hakosev Osachas Kedola Kishtayim, Potter. If you write one large letter, you're Potter. Machak Osachas Kedola V'yesh B'makoma Kedei Lichtov Shteyim Chayev. Very important Halacha. When we say mochik al manas lichtov, is mochik al manas lichtov shtei osios? Does that mean you're only chayv for mochik if you erase two osios? Does it mean you're mochik even one os al manas lichtov shtei osios? So he says, it could even be you erase one letter, but it's al manas lichtov shtei osios. You're chayv. There's no shear of shtei osios by mochik. The shear of shtei osios by kosev. It's just that the tikkun, it has to be a mechika with enough of a tikkun to it that you'd be able to write shtei osios. Because the din of Almanas Lichtov Sheyosi is that you're not being destructive, you're doing something that's beneficial. How beneficial? Beneficial enough that I could do a ksiva. Here we go. Hakosev Almanas Lichalkala or Chayiv. She'in Chiyuvo Almokom Aksav Ela Alaksav. What does that mean? You write on parchment in order to destroy the parchment. So you say, oh, it's makalka. It's destructive. You were just writing in order to ruin the parchment. Says Rav, no. That's not destructive. Because the ksiva is constructive. The parchment may be destroyed, but the ksiva is constructive. Avala mochek al menas lekalkel pater. Now, says Rav Asher, what do we see from this Rambam? Kozer al menas lekalkel chayiv shein chiyuv al makom aksav al aksav. Mivur midvarev, the meleches kosev be'etzem haksav bilvad hu. What's the Rambam telling us? How do we define the word kosev? The word kosev is not defined by the parchment. It may be that you need quality parchment in order for meleches makshaves, but the idea, the act of ksiva, is not defined by the parchment. The act of ksiva is defined by the ink. Is defined by you doing a maisa ksiva with ink. The parchment say echitimtza. It's not part of the ikr definition of the kosev, of the ksiva. And that's why, even though you're makalkal va'ar, since the gufa osios, the letters themselves are strong, good letters, that's masake. This is the Rambam l'shitaso. Because again, the Rambam held that when it comes to a get, do you need the parchment to be miskayim? Rambam said, no. Only when it comes to Shabbos you need the parchment to be miskayim. If the parchment were part of the definition of what we call kosev, then you should need the parchment to be miskayim bein beget, bein b'Shabbos. The fact that the Rambam only requires the parchment to be miskayim by Shabbos and not by a get tells you that the Rambam thinks the parchment is a davar chitzoni. It's something external to the very act of kosev. The act of ksiva is the ink itself. There's this external element of the parchment that affects your meleches machsheves. If your parchment say no miskayim, so then it may not be meleches machsheves, because how serious of meleches machsheves is it going to be if you know from the very beginning that it's not going to be lasting? But it's not part of the definition of ksav. Here's the problem. There's another Rambam. Look at source number 12. Hakosev al besaro chayim. Or, person writes on his skin on Shabbos. Write down a phone number on your skin on Shabbos. Says the Rambam, Chayiv. Why? Because your skin is hide, it's leather, it's like an animal hide. No different than writing on parchment. Aye, but when I write on my skin, it's not going to be there in a couple of days, even if I don't shower. Just from sweating, it's not going to be there in a couple of days. Af al pi shechamimus besaro ma'averus haksav li'achar zman. Says, yeah, it will get erased, but so what? You could always erase stuff. When you write a get in pencil, you could erase it later. You can call it, you can tell me that's not a get. It's not a good ksav. You write it in pen, you could somehow erase it sometimes. So it's not good. Why not? Aval. So that's absolutely... He's not talking about Geddes, he's talking about Shabbos. That's not Ksiva B'Shabbos? Absolutely it's Ksiva B'Shabbos. Why shouldn't it be Ksiva B'Shabbos? Avala Mesaret al Besarot Tzuras Ksav Pater. But if you scratch letters into your skin, then you're Pater. Okay. But that first part. What did we just say? According to the Rambam, the parchment is not part of the definition of Kosev. The act of writing is the definition of Kosev, and the ink is the definition of Kosev. The parchment is a Dinah Melechas Machsheves. And that's why the Rambam writes in Hilchos Gittin, you don't need, or he doesn't write in Hilchos Gittin that you need a parchment that's Miskayim, because you don't forget. Why do you need it for Shabbos? Because it's Melechas Machsheves. If I'm going to write something and I know that it's got no chance to last, then it's not a Melechas Machsheves. When you write on your skin, do you think it has a chance to last? You know it has no chance to last. And what does Rambam say? In Hilchos Shabbos, where you need Melechas Machsheves. Knowing it has no chance to last, says the Rambam, chayiv, for writing on your skin. There's no chance less. Yeah, but so what? Things always get erased. Why is this any different than writing on parchment that's in a Miskayim? So you see that I'm struggling with it because he mentions Afal Pi Shechavim's Pesorim Averes Hiksav. It's not going to last. He's struggling with the fact that it's not going to last. He says, yeah, but that's just, don't worry about that. What do you do with that, Rambam? How does that fit with everything else the Rambam said? So, again, Rav Asher suggests. Let's see. Yeah, so again, he suggests as follows. And this is a more complete presentation of the Shitas Rambam. Again, very often in Halacha, very often in Lamdus, we like to say Tzvei Dinim. There's a din in the Maisa, a din in the Totsa'a, there's a din in the Ksav, a din in the whatever. Right? But sometimes that's not the truth. Sometimes not everything is broken up into two dinim. Sometimes there's more than two dinim, sometimes there's less than two dinim. So says Rav Asher, there are three categories here. V'nir d'yesh b'zeh gimel dargos chalukos l'shita s'rambam. We have three, the paragraph begins v'nir. We have three clear marked degradations in the Shita Sarambam. Aleph. Hechi de'etzem ha'ksav eino roi l'skayim kahani de'masnis and lov iksav kal paslav beget. If you write with apple juice, the ksav itself is not miskayim, the whole thing is ridiculous. It's not, you don't get off the ground. That's not called kosev. Because kosev is defined as the ink with the maisa, not the parchment, but the ink with the maisa. And if you don't have ink, so then it's not kosev. Okay. Beis. Hechi de'ksav miskayim aval mashe nichtav alav eino miskayim Then you have a second category, which we have been working with until this point, where the ink is perfectly good, your maisik siv is perfectly good, and it's absolutely kosev, but you're writing on something, on a parchment that's eino miskayim. So it's absolutely kosev, it's good for a get, you're just not going to be chayv Shabbos because it's not melachas machshavas. Okay. We had both of those. But now we have a third category. Gimel. The ksav itself could last, meaning the ink is strong. And the parchment is strong, and it theoretically could last. But because of some external factor, it will become erased. Not because there's a defective parchment. It's just going to be erased. Kigon b'kosev al gabi b'saro. Zaksav miskayim v'abasim miskayim. El shechamim v'abasim averes also. Havik sav l'kalinim b'im shabbos b'im b'get. Like when you write on your skin. Skin is perfectly good parchment. The only problem is, sweat comes and erases it. Other things come from the outside and erase it. In terms of defining melechas machsheves, you do not need something to actually last. Even if you know it will not last, but it's something that is lasting, it's melachas machshavas. Mashal ma'adover doma, like the case we said before. Let's say you write on Shabbos on a piece of paper that's hooked up to explosives, and there's a timer, and you see the timer, and you see that it's got 10 seconds. This piece of paper has got 10 seconds to exist in this world. And you quickly write on the paper, and then you run away before you get killed. And the whole thing explodes. Did you do kosev on Shabbos? Is that ksiva b'Shabbos? Absolutely, it's ksiva b'Shabbos. You wrote a lasting ksav with lasting ink on lasting paper. It's melechas machsheves. Because everything is lasting, it's just that it doesn't actually physically last because of some external thing, the explosives that happen to be hooked up to it. When one writes on their skin, it's kilu their explosives hooked up to the parchment. It's not actually going to last, but that doesn't melechas. I guess what he's saying is, meaning maybe the way to phrase it is, melechas machshavas is not the same as a gloy milsul mafreya. You know that we have to know that this will definitely last. That's what melechas machshavas means. Melechas machshavas means that this is a permanent type activity. That the activity I'm doing now, this maisa that I'm doing now, is a maisa that someone who would do something permanently would do. this maisa, using this ink on this paper, that's a permanent type activity. The fact that somebody else is going to come erase it, that's not my business. This activity I'm doing right now is permanent. That's Melachas Machshavas. To fit kosev, it doesn't even need that. The parchment doesn't even need to be permanent, to be ksiva by a get. But for Melachas Machshavas, that's all you need. So it seems to work really well. Until we hit the next Rambam. Source number 13. Says the Rambam. Where is this? Perek Tes Halach Yud Gimel. Hatzoveh chut sha'archa arba'a tfachim. Person is tzoveh a four tefach long string. Odover she'efshar litvos mimenu chut kazeh. Or something that you can spin a thread that's four tefachim long. It's a glob of wool. And if you spin it, you could spin it into a nice four tefach long string. Chayv. Ve'enach tzoveh chayv ad sheyet seva miskayim. Okay, so that is why we're talking about tzoveh here. We weren't talking about tzoveh. No, melachas Shabbos, right? So we needed melachas machshavos. It's only going to be tzoveh if it's the davar miskayim. Aval tzeva sheyet miskayim klal kigon. Shehev yisrak. Al sheshar gabe barzel and choshes utzavo potter. Shari atama aviro l'shaito veino tzoveh klum. V'kol she'en malachtu miskayam is b'shabes pater. Your dry erase marker. Let's say you're tzoveya on a piece of iron. You put seva down on it. You paint it. It could last forever if you don't touch it. But you could also wipe it right off. See, this is different than the apple juice. When you write with apple juice, it's going to disappear on its own. It's not going to last forever. Over here, we're talking about you're being tzoveya with something that can stay and will stay if you don't mess with it, if you just leave it. But if a davar chitzoni comes, like a housekeeper, and wipes it down, then it's going to disappear. Which case is this most similar to? We had three cases. We had writing with strong ink on a davar sheino miskayim. We had writing with strong ink on a davar hamiskayim, but then someone could wipe it away. And we had writing with weak ink in the first place, with ink that doesn't work. Which of these cases, which of the cases is most similar to this Tovea case? What do you say? Let's clarify what it means al davar she'ino miskayim. Why are olive leaves miskayim and other leaves not miskayim? It's not because it's collate. It's not because the ink sinks into the olive leaf. It's that the olive leaf doesn't shrivel. The others shrivel very quickly. That the parchment itself is not miskayim. It's not going to stay. When you write on iron, is the iron going to stay? Yeah. Is the paint that you're painting with, is that going to stay? Yeah. What might happen, though? What are we concerned about? Why is it not miskayim? Because someone might come and wipe it off. What is that? When you write on your skin, on perfectly good parchment, your skin, which is perfectly good parchment, with perfectly good ink, but what's going to happen? Something from the outside is going to come. What's going to come from the outside? Your sweat, a shower, hopefully, and we'll wipe it all away. But that's a davar chitzoni. We said, no, that's called miskayim. That's completely chitzoni. It's external. Tzoveya. Why isn't it miskayim by tzoveya? The shtar kakasha, no? Back to Rav Asher. With this we'll conclude. On page Kuf Zayin, top right hand side of the page. I was talking about a couple this morning. It's like when I'm learning these sugas, I want to just do Gemara Rashi Tosos Minchas Asher. It's unbelievable. This stuff is beautiful over here. So back to Rav Asher. The Niramizeh. The Bisrak, the Shashar al Gabe Barzel, the Hachibur Biatzmo Hu Lisha'a, She'ein Mine Tzavan Elu Niklatim al Gabe Har Barzel, Mitzad Tivon, Havi Malacha She'ena Miskayem, Supatra al Ksiva. Aval Bekosiv al Gabe Bisoro, Tadio Niklatetav al Gabe Abasar, El Shechamimus Abasar Maveres al Salachasha, Nechshav Ksiva Miskayemus. Probably what you would have said on your own. Not a very difficult svara, I don't think. When you write on your skin, well, let's put it this way. There's a difference between writing and, let's say, if you have, you ever see those magnet letters, right? So if you take magnet letters and you put it on a magnet board, is that the same as writing on a piece of paper? Doesn't seem so. That's not an act of ksiva, the same way writing on a piece of paper is an act of ksiva. Why? Because when you write on a piece of paper, it's not just that there's ink sitting above the surface of the paper. The ink becomes part of the paper, and that's what kosev is. When you have ink that happens to be sitting on top of paper, that's not kosev. Kosev is when the ink is in the paper, it's niklat in the paper. When one writes on their skin, does the ink become niklat in the skin, or it just sits on top of the skin? It gets niklat in the skin. It's like parchment. Elamai, the sweat comes from even under the skin, and it's going to be able to, is able to get into the pores, and it's going to be able to get it out. But it's absolutely nichtav on the skin. When you take the tzeva, and you put it on a piece of barzel, the barzel is smooth, the barzel is not collate anything, the barzel doesn't absorb any of the tzeva, so it's never an act of soveya to begin with. Now, it could be that this whole thing is not a kasha at all anyway. Because the Rambam, what malacha is the Rambam talking about in the last halacha we saw? He's talking about soveya. It could be that for ksiva, even when something's on top of something else, it's called ksiva. But soveya means that you're changing the object. Right? Meaning, if I take this black book, and I put it over my white piece of paper. Was I now tzoveya my white piece of paper because now it's black? No, there's absolutely nothing that changed about the piece of paper. There's something sitting on top of it. You gotta just peel it off. It's not tzoveya. It's a separate layer. By kosev, maybe that's not the case. Meaning he's being mechalik, assuming that the gedder of the two malachas is going to be the same. You may not even have to go that far. It could just be a different gedder of the malacha. Maybe the magnet board is kosev. When something's on top of something else. Maybe it doesn't have to be niklat into the object itself. And in Chinami, that is kosev. But by tzoveya, it's not going to be tzoveya. Tzoveya means that you've dyed the object. So perhaps you could suggest that as well. I don't think he quotes that idea, but I don't see, you know, L'chora, one could suggest that as well. Okay, we'll stop there. Tomorrow, special guest lecturer, Rabbi Storch, is going to say shir tomorrow on Avgavat Sugya Tov. It's a sugya related to both Gittin and the Parsha, page out of Rabbi Levin's book.